From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis chastised Russia on Tuesday for dangerous and reckless behavior, saying it was pretty obvious that Russia was behind the use of a military-grade nerve agent against a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. He was asked by reporters at the Pentagon to describe the incident that has since touched off a diplomatic backlash against Russia, attempted murder of a man and his daughter. How's that for starters? The White House said as of Tuesday, more than two dozen countries had expelled 150 Russian intelligence officers, quote, hiding under diplomatic cover, and the U.S. hoped more nations would follow Washington's lead. NATO has announced it's expelling seven diplomats and denying accreditation to three others as part of what it called the broad, strong, and coordinated international response to the nerve agent attack. This is NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
I have today withdrawn the accreditation of seven staff at the Russian mission to NATO. I will also deny the pending accreditation request for three others. And the North Atlantic Council has reduced the maximum size of the Russian mission to NATO by 10 people, in line with my decision.
The families of those who died at a massive shopping mall fire Sunday in the Siberian city of Kemerovo are criticizing President Vladimir Putin for failing to meet with them when he visited the scene of the fire. 64 people died in that fire, 41 of them children. This is VOA News. Egypt's presidential election went into its second day, some voters enthusiastic in other areas. Apathy dominated. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Egyptian media report a spotty turnout, with local correspondents claiming heavy participation in Egypt's second-largest city of Alexandria and low turnout in the southern tourist locale of Luxor, where a heat wave appeared to be keeping some away from the polls. Here in the capital, Cairo, voters crowded around some polling stations, while other polling stations appeared to be almost empty. Voting began Monday and ends Wednesday. President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi is expected to win. His only rival is Mustafa Musa, leader of the Ghad party, who previously had endorsed another term for Sisi. Security remains tight at polling stations, and police and military personnel stood at alert in various parts of the capital. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Suspected militants have fatally shot a Somali regional lawmaker in Mogadishu on Tuesday. Rukia Abshir Noor was shot in her home in the Shebis district of Mogadishu. The police commander in a neighboring district who received the report told VOA that Noor suffered serious injuries and was transported to Mogadishu's main hospital, where she was pronounced dead. The lawyer for opposition Senator Minguna Miguna, who holds dual Kenyan and Canadian citizenship, says his client was detained by police at the Nairobi airport during an attempt to force him onto a plane to Canada.
The court had directed that, you know, the government departments, the relevant government authority, should give Miguna a safe passage into the country.
Miguna's lawyers filed suit Tuesday against the government, seeking to have the opposition figure granted free access to his native country. A Supreme Court justice ordered Miguna's immediate release and set a court appearance for Wednesday morning. Last week, the court ruled that he could return to the country. Miguna was stripped of his Kenyan passport before he was forced to leave the country in early February. On his arrival Monday afternoon at the Jomo Kenyatta International Airport, authorities denied Miguna entry, even though he was carrying a copy of the court order. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.